The United States is accusing a top Venezuelan official of being a major international drug trafficker. The Trump administration has announced sanctions against Vice President Tariq El-Assami for his reported involvement in cocaine shipments from Venezuela. The administration barred El-Assami from using any money or other assets under his name in the United States. The Associated Press says the government also has banned him from entering the country. El-Assami is the highest Venezuelan official ever to face U.S. sanctions. The government has classified him as a drug kingpin, someone who directs people in the illegal drug trade. On Tuesday, El-Assami said the Trump administration's actions only strengthen his support for the revolution started by former Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez. In messages on social media, El-Assami said U.S. aggression will not stop him from doing his job of rescuing Venezuela's economy from sabotage by its conservative opponents. Observers are unsure if the sanctions mean a tightening of U.S. policy toward Venezuela or a continuation of policies from the presidency of Barack Obama. Under Obama, U.S. officials were careful not to demand the removal of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, as the opposition had been seeking. Instead, the U.S. government chose to support discussions aimed at avoiding violence. The Vatican also supported this policy. Chris Sabatini is with Latin America Goes Global, a website that follows U.S. policy toward Latin America. He said, there is increasing dissatisfaction that the discussions have yet to show results. El-Assami has been the target of U.S. law enforcement investigations for years, starting in his days as Interior Minister. The investigations began when falsified Venezuelan passports were found in the Middle East. Some were in the possession of suspected Hezbollah members. A few years ago, Walid Maqlid, a jailed drug trafficker, told investigators he sent payments to Venezuelan officials through El-Assami's brother. He said, in return for the money, officials permitted cocaine shipments through the country's ports and airports. The U.S. announcement Monday said El-Assami had worked with drug traffickers in Mexico and Colombia to direct cocaine shipments from Venezuela. Venezuelan businessman Samark Lopez was also sanctioned. Lopez is accused of hiding money earned from the drug trade in a number of companies and real estate in the U.S., Panama, British Virgin Islands, and Venezuela.